Welcome back to Chasing Swiss Dreams, my Federer story, where I share my journey inspired by tennis legend Roger Federer. If you have a Federer story of your own, I'd like to hear from you. Do get in touch with me. Let me take you back to 2013 Internazionale BNL d'Italia, simply known as the Italian Open. This was a moment I'll never forget. I'd moved to Italy from Dubai a few months earlier, all because of this waste stream I had, thanks to Federer. Seeing Federer play against Nadal, especially on clay, was like a dream come true. Their rivalry was at its peak. There is nothing better I could have hoped for at that time. The weather was perfect, clear blue skies and warm sunshine lit up the terracotta clay courts of the beautiful Foro Italico in Rome, known for its stunning architecture and rich history. Campo Centrale, the main court, was buzzing with excitement, surrounded by lush greenery and old statues. It made for an amazing backdrop that mixed old-world charm with modern sports. The atmosphere was electric, with everyone eager for this big match, and I was about to witness Federer play against Nadal in the final, two tennis legends with a famous rivalry. It was said to be an epic showdown. Nadal was dominating as usual on clay, but watching Federer's elegance and grace up close was something else. Even though Federer didn't win, my admiration for him only grew. After the match, which ended with Nadal's victory, I felt a bit down, but then something amazing happened. I joined the crowd but exited from the players' dressing room to the car. Despite the loss, Federer still smiled and was so gracious, signing autographs for almost everyone who asked. There was this one little girl next to me, so loud she got his attention. He signed her big tennis ball, and I was standing just inches away from him. What a moment. I could barely believe my luck. Just being in his presence was surreal. His humility and kindness were so real. I didn't get an autograph, but that memory is etched in my heart forever. Seeing Federer up close, even after a tough loss, made me admire him even more. Honestly, if I hadn't watched Federer play tennis, my life would be so different. I probably wouldn't be in Europe right now. I'd have stayed closer to him. But through this ATP tours, I saw the world in a new way, fascinated by the courts and the crowds. That day at the Italian Open wasn't just about tennis. It was about seeing the spirit of a true champion. Federer's resilience and the grace in defeat taught me that chasing a dream isn't just about winning. It's about the journey, the experiences, and the people who inspire us. Thanks for joining me on this nostalgic trip. Stay tuned for more stories on how Federer keeps inspiring my Swiss dream. Until next time, keep chasing your dreams. Remember it now and for always. Every step forward is a victory. Until next time, keep chasing your dreams. Remember it now and always. Every step forward is a victory. This is Chasing Swiss Dreams, my Roger Federer story, and I'm Hawkson Floyd. Do get in touch if you have your own Federer story. Catch you up in the next episode.